Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Alex Smith and Jake Brillhart, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Oh, Messina, you're not a waste of time. Oh, Messina, I hope you didn't waste my time. Thank you, guys.
Beautiful songs.
I appreciate it. Beautiful room to play them in. I'm enjoying that. Thank you.
You are making this the right place to be tonight, and we welcome those of you who come to be with us tonight here for your performance here at Arts Place, and welcome to all of you listening to Red Barn Radio this evening. I'm with Alex Smith. Alex is from Long Lake, New York, which is way, way in no man's land in upstate New York. We haven't yet met your partner in crime here yet. So would you mind introducing your fiddler, Jake?
Absolutely. Jake Brillhart and I started playing music while we both went to St. Lawrence University, up way, way northern New York, even northerner than the Adirondacks, up near the river. Jake and I met in a fiction writing class, I believe it was, and been playing together ever since. Obviously, as you can hear, a heck of a fiddle player, but also a fiddle maker studying fiddle making at the violin making, I guess I should say. I'm down at a school in Boston, the North Bennett Street School. He can probably tell you about that better than I.
Would it be so horrible if you were a fiddle maker?
I'd like to be both, to tell you the truth. It's definitely doable. The instrument I have with me now is a German instrument that's about 100 years old, and I picked it up at an estate auction when I was a teenager. I also have at home my grandfather's violin, which is much more special, also a German instrument from the 1920s, and that guy just stays at home. In the 1920s, my great-grandma, drove up to Philadelphia. She picked up an instrument and a couple of bows and brought them back to her 10-year-old son, who was my grandfather, and she wanted him to play violin. And I think he played violin for about 6 months and then put it in the closet. And that violin stayed in the closet until the day he died in 2001. When we were cleaning out my grandparents' house, I was a little kid, and I found this violin in the closet, and it looked like a nightmare. You know, the strings were all broken and curled up, and the bridge had fallen down, and the bow hairs were eaten by carpet beetles, and it was a neat looking thing. So I pulled it out and I showed it to my father, and he'd known that it existed, you know, but he'd never seen it played or anything, because it hadn't been played since the 1920s. We took it to a violin shop and got it fixed up, and it turned out to be a pretty darn decent instrument. What happened was I just started taking fiddle lessons, and my parents have strong ties to our Scottish heritage, and so we looked for something that fit in with that, and there ended up being a Cape Breton teacher in Montpelier, Vermont. And I would go every week to this violin shop to take lessons from her. It ended up kind of being this, you know, this whole accidental thing where I found a violin in the closet and was like, hey, this looked kind of cool, Dad. But it ended up being a life-changing moment, because that fiddle teacher was one of my guiding mentors that really helped me develop my perspective on life and music and appreciate music.
Where do you go when you don't know? So what you going for? Where do you run when you can't run no more? And your legs are getting sore. I go home. Who do you know when you don't know just who you are? And you can't even remember why it should matter anymore. Oh, she knows. Your hometown knows. Oh, I look out from the bridge as I'm driving back again to Long Lake. And I see the white cat waves, and I see that Seward range again. Whoa, 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 Long Lake. I love the road that brings me out.
heart, and I love the road that brings me back again as well. They'll try to tell you there's no future here in the mountains, don't listen. School, it will shut down, they'll say. When that happens, who's gonna come? They don't know you like I know you if they think that's all it takes. Move us all out of our home and make our people fade away. While I look out from the bridge as I'm driving back again to Long Lake, and I see the white cap waves, and I see that Seward range again. I love the road that brings me back again as well. This town will always be your home. Take her with you when you go. 'Cause you ain't never seen such beautiful hills as the ones you come home to.
We don't have a lot of opportunity to talk about Cape Breton styles and Canadian styles of playing. While our Appalachian style fiddlers here have similar roots, it's so amazing the different expressions of those same, you know, Irish, you know, and Celtic roots.
So Cape Breton is an island off the coast of Nova Scotia, and it was a coal mining community. And a bunch of Scots moved there 200 years ago and brought their fiddles with them and mined coal for 150 years. That's all they did, and so at night they would play their fiddles. While Scottish music was opened up to all of these other worldly influences, Cape Breton stayed like a time capsule, kind of holding on to a lot of the original sound, a lot of the original repertoire, a lot of the original dancing. I've been going there for every year for 8 or 9 years now, and I still constantly meet musicians, great world-class musicians who are, you know, road construction workers or plumbers or whatever job they can find on the island, because the coal mining industry is all shut down now, and they're just world-class amazing musicians who no one's ever heard of.
This is a tune called Bark Eater. The word Adirondack actually means bark eater in the Abenaki language, the Native Americans that were up around there, and it basically meant you couldn't live there. Essentially, the people that lived in the park were referred to, or what the area, way, obviously way before it was the park, but the natives that were living around there in the mountains were referred to, you know, in a derogatory way as bark eaters, people that, you know, crazy to inhabit the area. And I thought it was kind of a neat thing to turn that word around and use it in a modern sense. Got some friends here, we ain't ever gonna leave here. If they asked me, I'd probably say that too. I believe in this town, I ain't stuck, I'm happy and proud. I like the woods and I like the smell in the spring.
We can make it here, it's been done. We're barkeepers, everyone. Well, some things can't stay the same, this I know. Used to be a mill town, like all the others that's been closed down. Frankly, I'm getting tired of complaining about that. I've never cared for coffee shops, but at least it ain't a Starbucks. These little guys, they're really giving it a go. We can make it here, it's been done. I'm not ready to cut and run. Some things can't stay the same, boy, this I know. We can make it here, it's been done. We're bark eaters, everyone. Some things can't stay the same, this I know. Want to be a lumberjack? Part of me'd still die for that. I'm still not sure I'm cut out for just singing songs. And I've been told to move to Tennessee, and I don't doubt there's something there for me, but it ain't home, and it ain't my family. We can make it here, it's been done. I'm not ready to cut and run. Some things can't stay the same, boy, this I know. We can make it here, it's been done. We're bark eaters, everyone. Well, some things can't stay the same, this I know. Thank you guys very much.
So I'm actually, in less than a month, I'm going to be going to the New England Championships, which is a regional qualifier for the National Scottish Fiddle Championship. They've asked to play, you play an air, which is a slow, sad tune, and then you have a pause, and you play a march strathspey reel. And a march is slow and stately, and a strathspey is like a, it's kind of angry sounding, because there's a lot of choppy, quick little notes and longer notes that are all jumbled up together, and then you've switched from that right into a reel, which is a pretty much what you guys would call a hoedown, I guess, from
yeah,
my understanding.
Right. Okay, I don't know if we have the strathspey. Can you play something that would typically fall into the strathspey
sure.
area?
Sure. So I'll play you a little snippet from a tune called Devil in the Kitchen.
Magic. Pretty neat. What do you call the little triplets? The little, is it da-da-da-da?
Cuts.
Oh, there's four of them, aren't
yeah,
there?
It's a, it'd be a four-note cut.
A cut?
A cut.
And are there three-note cuts? And
there are three-note cuts.
Huh.
And there are two-note cuts called snaps.
Oh, all right. Very cool.
This road don't really go to nowhere. That's just fine with me. Yeah, I could drive with you for hours in the dark here, darling. Oh, just listen to that radio. So all the trees around this road and all the crazy people in the world, your highway signs and your city lights, they're a world apart from here. Darling, won't you ride with me? Down where our fathers rode a long, long, long time ago. Down North Point Road. anywhere we could pull. Find a mossy spot to rest and lay our heads. That ever-ticking clock still ticking. We can't hear it from these beds. And tonight we'll go to an old lean-to. We'll sit and have another blue and another. They have no fear, we're with him. Bad company ain't a thing to me. I hope I never live to see the day this world eats this place alive. Oh, darling, won't you ride with me? Down where our fathers rode a long, long, long time ago. Down North Point Road. Down where our fathers rode a long, long, long time ago. Down North Point Road. Down North Point Road.
Thank you very much.
So right now I'm going to school for violin making in Boston, and okay. I just finished up my first year. It's a three-year school, and it's 40 hours a week, and it's 10 months out of the year. So I play with Alex whenever I can, but I don't have the time really to get a full-blown Scottish band going.
What kind of woods are used to make violins and fiddles?
Mostly it's all European wood that is cut in Bosnia at very specific altitudes and very specific climates, because you gotta have the grain just right and the chemistry just right and the stiffness just right. And I don't even begin to understand a little bit of that, because it's so, you know, it's done halfway around the world. It's maple, curly maple, is the entire instrument, except for the top is spruce. And so gives it like a bright resonance, and the spruce gives it a mellow sound, and together they blend together to give that quintessential violin voice.
Huh. And what have you learned so far in violin making school?
So I've made two violins. It's called In the White. And that is, the instrument is entirely finished and but unvarnished. And we've left them to varnish over the summer so that the wood actually oxidizes and darkens, and the figuring in the maple gets more beautiful when you apply the varnish in the fall. I was bummed that I didn't have one to bring with me this summer to play with Alex, because that would have been a lot of fun to play my own instrument. But
next time.
Yeah, next time.
We're
and by Christmas, I should have them both playable. A violin is an immensely complex wooden machine, essentially. It really is a machine with all of these different parts and shapes that are complex beyond our full understanding, beyond the full understanding of modern physics. There's a professor at MIT, I think he does military research for submarines and how the sound waves travel, but then his other thing that he's working on is violins. The greatest instruments were made 300 years ago, and so we have to copy every little thing that we possibly can from one of those great instruments, because if we accidentally change something without realizing it, we might be hampering the full potential of that instrument.
Can an instrument made today sound as beautiful as an instrument that's 300 years old?
That is a great debate. Much more esteemed people than I am still are arguing about vehemently. You know, there's tests all the time where they give three modern instruments to a player and three old instruments. And sometimes the player will choose all the modern ones and say they're better, and sometimes the player chooses all the old ones. But, you know, the greatest old instrument, has that been rivaled? It's maybe been equaled, but maybe not surpassed.
And up 3 hours before the sun. Got Snickers bars and I got my father's gun. My brother's gonna be here by five. Be in the woods all night. He's gonna be the only one I see, the only soul around. We got 6 million acres here, but we're always close to home. So out of rugged country here, and it don't get hunted hard. Long ways from the freeway, and it weeds out the ones that aren't interested in sweating through their woolies. Wanna climb up in a stand over a cornfield and watch them come in. See the ones that's on their land. This ain't mine and it ain't yours, boy, but we're always close to home. Until I cut a track, I can't lay a shell across. Follow it till I catch up or I lose him in the dark. With any luck, I'll have a drag. My compass will tell me what to do. I can't say that I've been lost before, but I've been pretty dang confused. We're a long ways from pavement here, but we're always close to home. Tonight we'll meet up at your tent, need Denny Moore. Cooking in the can over the fire, trying to figure out where we were today. I don't know much about living, but this I can't argue with. I don't know where the big bucks are, oh, I don't know where they live. But I don't mind walking in the woods alone, cause I'm always close to home. I don't mind walking in the woods alone, cause I'm always close to home.
Thank you.
I would like to thank our guests, Alex Smith and Jake Brillhart, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, Cheryl Renfro, Adam Schrodinger, and Dave Kelleher. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we thank you, members of our studio audience, who came this evening and for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. We'd like to welcome back Alex Smith and Jake Brillhart if they'll play us out with one more. All right, give them a hand.
I want to take you home. Real home with the woodshed and the sugar shack and all the folks I couldn't fool. I want to sit round the table with my dad and just listen. He's gonna get old to me, I've heard his stories all before, but you ain't, and you're gonna love him and love them, and you're gonna love me more. My mama never has to say much, she's got you figured out. Won't you stay? Stay with me now. Like we know how. We'll stay up late talking, girl. This ain't much like them. Mom's nodding off and dad's drunk. Hell, I told you, baby's ears get ready. Just loves the way you speak up and you make yourself known. My folks go to bed, we'll meet my friends down at the bar, smoke cigarettes in the parking lot, and talk about our old baseball team. I swear you should have seen us, babe. We could have gone far. Like we know how. Won't you stay? stay with me now. Like we know how. Jake, why don't you play one more? Across the street I used to fish after school. Lost a buddy there long before I got tired of breaking rules, and every night I'm home. Feel that's where I gotta be. Sit here in the quiet, girl, that moon's mercury. Don't know who it is or what it is, but you know what it means to me, and I think we both know we're gonna be here a good long while. Won't you stay? Stay with me now. Like we know how. Won't you stay? Me now, like we know how to come clean again.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Alex and Jake for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.